Old School 100.3, Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson. Yeah.
Well,
it's a nice Sunday. Feels good today.
Yes, Soulful Sunday.
Extra special right now.
Extra special. And why? Because we are going to be talking with one of my favorite artists who has been doing it for 20 years, and it's amazing. It just seems like only yesterday. We are referring to John B. John, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're better now that we're talking with you.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's good to speak with you as well.
It's our pleasure. Now, when I said 20 years, how did that feel to you? Does it feel like 20 years?
You know, it really doesn't in a sense, but looking back at all the, you know, the hits that I've had, you know, They Don't Know.
I love
Are You Still Down with Tupac. Mm. Someone to Love with Babyface. That was my very first record that I put out with him, and that we got a Grammy nomination for. I mean, it's been such a whirlwind, you know, from getting to produce and write for Tony Braxton, to remixing Michael Jackson's You're Not Alone, you know, I've just had so many incredible opportunities in my career thus far, and really, I just consider the people's ears to be like the greatest privilege. The fact that people still want to hear me and they're still willing to listen to my music, that's what really drives me to continue to put albums out. Now I have my own label, Vibeselect, which is an incredible thing to say. Now I have the ability to really put albums out whenever I want now, and hence the reason I just put two albums out under my label, Vibeselect, on my own website called johnbworld.com, where people can download that, and iTunes as well. So
very nice. New technology, the internet has made a big difference for artists. You can be independent without the majors.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, to have the major support is always a great tool, you know, a great, it's almost a necessity, you know, but in the sense of when you have a 20-year span career like I do, and, you know, a lot of a foundation already kind of laid before you, your fans tend to stick with you, man. Mm-hmm. I've had some really, really incredibly loyal fans who stuck with me through the trials and tribulations, and they just really care about my music and not all the icing on the cake, as they say, you know.
Right. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that people need to know is that you are a self-contained artist. You write and produce. You don't have other people writing your material or producing it.
Definitely.
You're doing
it. I mean, I love collaborating, you know. Some of my greatest records have been collaborations with other producers. But I do produce and write my own songs. I play piano, play drums, you know. I arrange my backgrounds, write my lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that. So it's the craft of songwriting for me. It's more than just wanting to be famous or wanting to be an icon or whatever, what have you, you know.
How do you feel about the term blue-eyed soul? Because you were described as that when you first came out, and even still.
Well, I got green eyes.
I
know,
told
that's
you.
What Derek, wait a minute. Derek said, but you know the term, blue. I love it. He said, I've got green eyes. So green-eyed soul.
About that money.
No, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It started with good old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra, right?
So,
it has some nostalgia to it, but I always thought of, like, you know, like dope heads like Bobby Caldwell, you know, and Daryl Hall, or
Michael McDonald,
the Bee Gees, anybody, Tina Marie, for instance. I mean, anybody who really didn't fit the mold, per se, for black music, if you want to label it black music, I call it music. But I'm saying, you know, in terms of R&B being forever, it was predominantly performed by black musicians. And so when you hear a white artist doing soul music, that's the label they gave it, Blue Eyed Soul. And I guess I'll take it, but I'd rather leave it, actually.
Like you said, music. I like that. That defies color.
Yeah, I'm really asking people with my music for them to look deeper than my, you know, my complexion, obviously, and look, you know, hear what I'm saying from my heart, because we all speak from the same, you know, from the same soul, you know what I mean? When it comes down to it, if I close my eyes, I can't tell what anybody is, really. You know
there you
I mean?
Go. Especially I like now, that. You know I like I mean? That.
And panties are all the same color when they come onto the stage, so.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, John? Derek said panties are all the same when they hit the stage. He's a mess.
Speaking of stage,
neon green.
Speaking of stage, you'll be in the area, right? You have a show coming up shortly.
Yeah, most definitely. Me, Howard Hewitt, who's one of my favorite vocalists and a huge influence on me vocally growing up. Groups like Shalimar and all that. I mean, that was part of my
upbringing, musical upbringing.
Definitely. And Mick Condition as well.
Wow. Stokely.
Such a huge influence on me. it was songs like What Kind of Man Would I Be, you know, that probably inspired me to do a record like, to write a record like They Don't Know, you know. Don't listen to what people say. It's a very, very, like, you know, honest sentiment, you know, in a relationship. And I think the song that they have, that a lot of songs they have, Breaking My Heart is one of my favorite records by Mick and Dishon. So we rocked a lot. We just did Atlanta together, actually, me and Mick and Dishon, and we had a great time. And I'm looking forward to rocking again with those guys.
Well, it's going to be Saturday, June 29th. Werewolf Entertainment presents this concert, and it's at the TD Bank Arts Center in Sewell, New Jersey. And that's happening on Saturday, June 29th. John B., who is indeed, you know, we were listening to your music earlier this morning, and Derek and I were reflecting, saying, we love your music.
Yeah.
And
thanks.
You know what, John? When I get off the air, I am going to your website and buying the latest albums.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Because I am
so
a fan.
Everybody
as well.
Check me out, John B., that's JONBWorld.com. Mm-hmm. And you can find out all the information regarding myself, you know, see all the latest videos. See how your boys kept up over all these years, man. You know,
yes.
Doing my thing.
Where are you from originally, John?
Up physically, and,
he's held.
You know,
he's holding up, Derek.
So, you know.
Spiritually, that's important. Where are you from originally, John?
Well, I was born in Rhode Island, but I was raised on the West Coast, so I'm a Cali boy. You know,
gotcha.
I'm out here in Pasadena.
Ah, okay. I have a good girlfriend who lives in Pasadena. Very good.
Cool.
Well, we are grateful to you for getting up so early this morning to join Derek and myself on Old School 100.3. We still play your music. We're huge fans. And Philadelphia, the Delaware Valley, is looking forward to your return with Mint Condition and Howard Hewitt. The doors open at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8. It's the TD Bank Arts Center, and it's presented by Werewolf Entertainment. Werewolf. Can you say that, Derek? Werewolf Entertainment.
Werewolf Entertainment.
Yes. John B. coming to the area. You don't want to miss him. And John, I will be buying the new music, and I will reach back to you to let you know what I think. I'm sure I'm going to love it.
And John,
I know I am.
Family, I really appreciate the love, man, you know, over the years and right now and just everything, man. Good looking out, everybody.
No problem. The website one more time.
That's johnbworld.com.
And
JONBWorld.com.
All right, for any stalkers or groupies out there, are you socially active? You know, can they tweet you?
You know, if you want to get at me on the tweet, you can get at me. Official John B is what I go by on my Twitter, and as well as Facebook. You know, you can get at me at John B E E instead of the period B. There's so many John B's out there. I decided to go with JONBEE.
Okay.
For the Facebook. So yeah, man, send me your Facebook messages and all that good stuff.
Shall do. Look for mine. All right, John B., thank you so much for joining us on Old School 100.3.